Spontaneous generation. What is spontaneous generation? Spontaneous means it happens by itself. It happens pre or via. Is there such a thing in this world where something can be created without a seed, without any shoyresh? Okay, we know today that until recent times, I don't know the exact dates, that there was a belief that kinim, lice, where do lice come from? Bugs, a piece of meat. Take a nice piece of meat and you put it on the table, leave it here.
Jesus.
Come back tomorrow and you'll have a lot of visitors crawling around on that piece of meat. Where did those little visitors, where did they come from? Where do they come? How do they get on the piece of meat? Even the piece of meat is verstunken and it's stale and it smells and it's rotted. Right. Who invited these little creatures to come and to parade on top of this smelly piece of poisonous meat?
It's created from the meat.
Oh, created from the meat.
Yeah.
Oh. The meat created, the meat gave birth.
Trees also.
The trees also. The worms, they came forth from the trees. That's called spontaneous. Spontaneous generation. They have no tata. There's no tata, there's no mama. There's no of us. Those creatures cannot say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, because they did not come from a father. A mother, they had no grandparents, and no grandparents. Where they came from? We came from parents. Our parents came from people. And it goes all the way back. Everyone has the same Zayda, Adam Arishayim. Everyone in this room is a cousin. We're cousins. We all go back to Adam Arishayim. Noyach is the... But what about these little insects? Where do they come from? So until... point in time, not that long ago, there was a belief that these little creatures, they come from nowhere. They exist spontaneously. Their existence is a new creation. Recently, science has taught us it's not true. Everything comes from something. There's an egg, there is a there's a tata and a mama. Who is the mother and the father? I don't know the science behind it. But no such thing as a life form. There's no such thing in the world of science, a life form coming into existence by itself. It has a shoresh. There's an egg. That egg was laid by
a previous
life form. And that one that laid that egg came from a life form. And every life form went all the way back to Maisa Bereishis. Science, they're very religious. They claim the Apikorsim, the scientists. They're really very religious because this is a much greater Apikorsis to say spontaneous generation would be a Yesh Me'ayin, right? It's amazing how religious they're their own, their worst enemy. Okay, science ultimately turns out, that itself is a powerful lesson, is that the scientists ultimately are their worst enemy. Because most of science in the modern world is all to be, the goal is to be a koifer, is to show that there's nothing, there's no hashgacha, there's no Yad Hashem, everything is all scientific, everything has a mahalich, whatever, and there's no Yad Hashem. I'm a male, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. Live a life of afkeris. Just don't get caught. That's what they all teach us. That's their goal. That's the whole mahus. And what do they end up doing? They end up, through their research and through their life work, basically showing there is a God. That's what they end up doing. They end up, like, they all become really, most of them, I believe, are really students of the Maral. They're all golems of the Maral because they show... why they all ultimately show Yesh Seder Lebriya. One of the Maral's most famous Yisoidos is Yesh Seder Lenes. Pesach, the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Yom of Pesach, is all about, there are two Yisoidos of Pesach night. Nisim Geluyim. the Makos, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, miracle, 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 the complete opposite extreme of Purim. There's not one thing in the whole Lel Seder that makes any sense. The whole Lel Seder from beginning to end is, you take a person who never heard about this, a non-Jew, and you tell them what's going on, they'll laugh at you. They'll laugh at you. What are you telling me crazy fantasy stories? Dam, Tzadeya, Kinim, Orov, Dever, Shchin, Makas Bechoyrois, and Evocholchei, Mishim Esher Shavotim, and this medrash and that medrash, Al Kanfei Neshorim, and Kvitz Aderech. Where did you read all this stuff? We have Emunah Pshuta. Every single mace that's there is 100% emes. This is our Messiah. Our parents didn't lie to us. And our grandparents did not lie to our parents. And our great-grandparents did not lie to our grandparents. V'chulu v'chulu. We don't believe that our ancestors were a bunch of liars. We don't believe it. And everything came from Matan Torah. Everyone was equal. Not like Yashua. Trust me. There's no trust. 600,000 people saw with their own eyes. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Every miracle is real. And yet, the other theme of the Haggadah is Seder. Seder, 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 Seder. You sit by a Pesach Seder. So what does the morale do? It's so simple. Morale says, it's to teach you even miracles have Seder. Hashem's world is so perfect. Not only is Teva B'Seder, Nisim are in Seder. Scientists, the way they write, the way they talk, is the apikorsis is just not real. But the truth is, they're very religious people. They're very religious because what do they end up doing all the time? They put their foot in their mouth, is there is a Seder in this world. And the only one that can make this Seder is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because if this world was chaos, as you would ordinarily believe, oh, it's chaos. Chaos is chaos. There is no Ribbono Shel Olam. What do scientists do the whole day? The whole day is to show you the Seder. And the more they prove that everything in this world is Mesudar, B'oifan, the Tachlis Hasidur, that only leads to one perfect conclusion that there is a Borei Olam. So it's really amazing how people, they put their foot in their own mouths. The scientists, they ultimately, they're the biggest maminim, because there's the one who provided the smoking gun that there's a Borei Olam. They provided the Seder. One of the fascinating parts of this week's parasha is, yeah?
And also the scientists approve that what Moshe Rabbeinu told in the Parashat Shemini about the Behemoth Ma'anat Gerah,
yeah,
they couldn't find anything more that it is not mentioned in the Torah. That Moshe Rabbeinu told that this Behemoth Ma'anat Gerah Mutar Lo Asur,
they could not find another exception. Another exception. Okay, that's a topic. Okay, that's a different. Okay, the different concept. And this week's parasha, we learn about Kenan. Kenan is the first time in this week's parasha we learn about it. Now, in science, what have they proven? What I'll give this Hadama is that this that we thought until now all these thousands of years that there's something called spontaneous generation. Things they just exist out of nowhere. Not true. Not true. Nothing comes out of nowhere. Everything is mushrash in a seder. There's a father, there's a mother, there's a mahalich, how you witness an insect crawling upon a piece of meat. It got there because it's not just yesh me'ay, there's a seder. And that seder leads to the conclusion that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. The first time there was Kathir, the one who invented, who was the one who invented spontaneous generation? Who is the one who invented it? Today they've come to acknowledge that there's a Seder. But until recent times, the apikorsis was so great, they said if there's an insect, this itself is proof there is chaos. Things can just, yesh me'ayin, can happen out of nowhere. And the same way, this can happen out of nowhere. Things also doesn't mean anything. Nothing means anything. Nothing has shoroshim. Nothing has a cause and effect. Things can happen for no good reason. This week's parsha was the creation of this apikorsis. Okay, there was a very great invention in this week's parsha called apikorsis. The ultimate apikorsis came into this world with the invention of kinim. We have here the third makah, dam, tzvardei dam. What happens with the makah of dam? Vo'ere, for l'shoinois, daber, we start, okay, in Perek Zayin, we don't need the psukim. I want you, vayashlech adonis ma'atei lufnei paro v'lufnei avad v'ahil estan, the first he did the simonim, and then he says, okay, let's get started here. Let's get down to business. Water. The water is going to turn into blood. Okay. What happens? They do it. All the fish die. We also can do it. Big deal. Big deal. You want to... We also can do it.
We can
do the Zelbazach. They did. Maybe they couldn't do it.
There was no water.
There was water. We're not going through the pshat and the pasuk now, but let's be satisfied with the pasuk. Vayasu chein chartumei mitzrayim bilotahem. They did the zelbazach. They did it. They did it also. Next, Boel Paro, tell him v'shodat hayar tsfardim. Okay. What happens later? Vayasu chein hachartumim bilotahem vayalu es hatsfardim al eretz mitzrayim. We can do the same thing. Big deal. Okay, no problem. Next. Next makkah comes. Vayomer Shlomo Moshe Emor el Aaron, Niteis matcho v'hach esafar aretz v'hoyo l'chinim. B'chol eretz, what exactly is chinim? I have a sefer, unbelievable sefer, as a whole discussion. What are chinim? Lice now here? Or lice that come out of the ground? It seems like there's more than one. There's more than, there's a parosh, a kina, all this stuff. Nothing is clear. Nothing is crystal clear what we're talking about, because the psukim over here, conflicting the yukim in the psukim and in the rishonim as exactly today scientifically is called the kina, the biblical kina. Not clear at all. That's not our point now. V'yasu chen v'yed aroin es yodoy b'mateh v'yachas af aretz v'atehi ha-kinam b'odu v'behema. It was kinim. Now, here's the critical passage. This is a new invention. Couldn't do it. They could not reproduce it. There's something going on here. Etzba Elokim hi. This is the finger of Hashem. Vayechazak, and how did Paro respond? Vayechazak lev Paro v'lo shama alehem ka'asher diber Hashem. And we know that Hashem first began to harden the heart of Paro later with the fifth makkah. The first five makkahs, Hashem did not interfere. He did not interfere one bit. It's your free will. So how then do you explain this pasuk? How then do you understand that the Chartumim say, we can't do this. We cannot create a creature less than the size, the certain shear, and kinim. Today, we're adding this because in halacha, we actually use this to a certain degree is,
yeah.
Kinim, yeah, halacha, but what does that mean in halacha? We use this principle. That's not nearly naim. They said to Paro, this is not explainable. This ability to produce kinim cannot be defined. We can't do it. We cannot do it. We cannot replicate it. So there's something going on over here. How then does Paro have the chutzpah when he's told by his biggest experts that these people here, they got something that we don't have. Maybe we should pay attention to them. And Hashem here is not interfering. We can understand all the later Marcus. Paro is lost his mind. Totally lost his mind. So we know why he lost his mind, because Hashem took away his mind. Hashem took away his bechira. Why did Hashem do that? That's another schmooze. But we know that Hashem did. Hashem did harden Paro's heart. But Hashem did not harden. If Hashem isn't hardening heart, why are you denying here the Yad Hashem? And the answer is, just like we just said, this proves his point. This goes to prove that if this, the same way this, these kinim can come about in a way that is not connected. We're using over here spontaneous generation, kinim, there is no shirashim. You, what you're trying to do as well is not rooted in Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes, to Paro, he says clearly, Elokei Avoseinu Niroilim. We are a nation rooted in a past, in a father. In a father and a mother, we go back. The Makkah here is a creature which has no father and no mother. And it just comes out of nowhere. Paro says, oh, it proves my point. I don't need Hashem to harden my heart in order not to let you go. You're claiming that you have a tradition, a Messiah, you have a connection back to a previous time and era? No, you don't. You're just lazy people who don't want to work, you don't want to serve our needs, and you want to rebel. Don't tell me about tradition. Look at the Kenim. The Kenim, they don't have a father, they don't have a mother, they don't have a Messiah. You're using the Kenim to prove to me, that you have a Messiah? Until there's no, this is a Maisa Listar. The same way the Kenim don't have any Messiah, you don't have any Messiah. You don't need Hashem to mechazek the Lev Paro in order for Paro to say, Vayechzak Lev Paro v'lo yishama aleihem. His interpreters told him, Etzba Elokim hi. It's the finger of Hashem. You want to say they were telling they were religious? Elokim means Yudkei Vavkei? Not necessarily, because when they did come in the beginning of the parasha, they used the word Yudkei Vavkei is used all the time. Elokim means it's a power. I'm trying to say is, every time in this parasha it says, Vayomer Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, Yudkei Vavkei, Yudkei Vavkei. The Egyptians, they said Elokim. We don't believe in their God. We don't know who. Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bikoiloi. That was last week's parasha. Paro, we said, who is Yudkei Vavkei? Who is this God you call Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bikoiloi? Lo Yadati Es Hashem, I never heard of him. The Chartumim did not say Etzba Hashem, because Hashem is a name that is always associated with tradition, Messiah, legacy, connection to the past, to where you come from, to your roots. They did not say, this is the etzba of Yudkei Vavkei. Because a kina, by definition, is something which has no Messiah, at least in the eyes of the world. Because it's not, within the science didn't exist yet to prove that it does have a Messiah. That's why they say etzba Elokim. In other words, if you read carefully, the pasuk is they were basically telling Paro, Paro, this sign doesn't mean anything about Yudkei Vavkei. They're coming to you and saying, Yudkei Vavkei, you told them, Mi Hashem, Adaraba, there's an Elokim, there's a power in this world, or there is something in this world that's independent and doesn't bring any proof to their agenda of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Here is where they invented, for the first time in this world, spontaneous generation. Spontaneous generation is be'etzem a statement of etzba Elokim. Elokim in contrast to yud ke vav ke. I'm not being clear. I'm not using the right words, maybe, but that's the gist I'm trying to bring out. Etzba Elokim was not. We learn Pashup Shat, the Egyptians are very religious. This Ribbono Shel Olam, let them go. And Paro says, I'm going to rebel. No. They're being mechutzafim. They're saying there's a power in this world that is this chaos in this world. And the Jews are part of that chaos. They're trying to be an Elohim, a new authority, a new power out of nowhere. And they can't do that because we're the boss. We're in charge over here. If they would come from a Messiah, then yes. Last week's parasha, to finish off, last week's parasha, what did Yaakov say? Yaakov said, when I die, get me out of here. Get my body out of this crazy place. Rashi, why? Gives all these reasons. And one of the reasons he says, because this land is going to swarm with Kenim. I don't want the Kenim. You don't want the Kenim? What's that all about? This is a land where the land is so contaminated. Yaakov Avinu foresaw where that country is going. There's such denial of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they're going to invent spontaneous generation. They're going to say in this land, there's something called a kina, and the kina is a symbol of chaos. Things can happen in this world, yesh me'ayin. Things come into this world, they have no source, no roots, no history, no yichus, and they exist. They're going to say, there's such a thing in this world, a power that is not Hashem, and it's the invention of chaos. I cannot be buried in a country with such apikorsis. It's not the physical kingdom that bothered Yaakov Avinu. It's the first time when the Egyptians went so far to invent a new religion. The religion is of no religion. Esva Elokim is the religion of no religion. Until now, we also have gods. You have a god, I have a god. You can turn into what our god. We can take what we have and we can manipulate it. But to say, yesh me'ayin, things come out of nowhere, and that is a statement that there is no order in this world. There are no roots. There's no accountability. No one's controlling the shots. What? I don't know. This is a very complicated term. I don't know what that is exactly. It's very complicated. This is a new creation of apikorsis that was invented in this week's parasha. I know what's so interesting is who triggered them to invent this new apikorsis? Moshe and Hashem. Hashem set them up for this. They created the kingdom. And instead of using the kingdom, they took it like in science took it until modern times is to say, Yesh me'ayin, chaos. Such a land where they can invent such a principle, I cannot be buried in this place. This is connected my whole essence. Yaakov, my father is Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak, Avraham. I come from somebody. I come from great people. I trace my yichus back to Adam HaRishon, to Noach. This I cannot tolerate. Get me out of here. All right, that's my voice for today. Have a nice day.